Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to lower today in a very light volume trade. Terminals called steady to weaker in light volume trade as well. Top prices $31 to $32. Peoria called steady to weak today with a top price of $32. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, December 20th, negotiated swine purchases were 16,102. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $42.50 to $51.44. The weighted average, $48.88, a loss of 55 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34 to $42, the weighted average $39.59. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $13,077. The base price range was $41 to $55, the weighted average $51.69, a gain of 22 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.50 to $40, and the weighted average was $38.45. Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you very much. Rain and thunderstorms occurred in Brazil Thursday. 65% of the nation experienced that, and early today, most of the rain fell from Paraná to Minas Gerais. Our amounts range from a tenth of inch to three-quarters inch, most often with 20 to 25% of the region receiving one-inch to two-inch totals. A few light showers occurred elsewhere, but with limited rainfall resulting, high temperatures were in the 80s and lower 90s, except in the east-central parts of the nation, where some 70s were located. Today's forecast has changed little from that of yesterday. Net drying is still expected in many areas. Temperatures will continue near to slightly below average over the coming week. Highs in the 80s to lower 90s will occur often, with several 70-degree readings expected periodically. During the December 29th to January 5th time period, we'll generally generate a little more warmth, but the difference in temperature will not be dramatic, with highs mostly in the 80s to lower middle 90s. In Argentina, very warm to hot temperatures occurred across Argentina Thursday. Extreme highs were over 100 degrees in Santiago del Estero and western Cordoba, while 90s occurred elsewhere. Rain was limited to a few locations in Buenos Aires in southern Cordoba overnight, where rainfall is estimated up to 6-tenths of an inch. However, actual rainfall through midnight has been less than 3-tenths of an inch. A number of changes were made to the forecast overnight, but the bottom line remains about the same. Argentina will have opportunity for relief from recent hot and dry weather next week and into the following weekend. There has been some reduction in rainfall, but most of the nation's crop region will get rain amounts and will be supportive of at least short-term improvements in topsoil moisture and crop conditions. We do not anticipate a general soaking of rain that will eliminate the worry over crop stress and moisture later in January, but sufficient amounts should fall to induce a better environment for early corn pollination. Planting of soybeans and other late season crops will advance around the coming shower activity. Very warm temperatures increase the atmospheric instability. Increasing moisture at mid-levels of the atmosphere will raise potential for locally intense thunderstorms in a few areas, but the bulk of the crop country should not be impacted by such conditions. A lack of a soaking rain event for the next week has led to a slightly warmer temperature bias today, forecast relative to that of yesterday, but change is rather subtle. Hot weather will continue in the northwestern and central portions of the nation through the weekend, but some cooling is expected in the south today, with highs dipping into the 80s in Buenos Aires, with a few cooler readings near the coast. A quick rebound in temperatures will occur in the far south Saturday and Sunday, but as the atmosphere becomes charged with moisture next week, afternoon high temperatures will cool down again for many areas. Most highs next week will be in the 80s and 90s, with a few 70s occurring periodically in the southeast. In the U.S. Midwest, eastern Corn Belt received 30% of precipitation coverage, up to about 2-tenths of an inch in Illinois, and widespread amounts of 2-tenths to 7-tenths of an inch in Kentucky. The precipitation fell mostly as rain, with some light snow in Illinois. High temperatures were in the 20s and 30s in the north and 30s and 40s in the south. A winter storm system will bring rain and snow to about most of the Midwest today through Sunday. Moisture totals will range from 0.3 inch to up to 0.75 inch, with locally more from the southeast Iowa and central Illinois to Wisconsin and western Michigan. Moisture totals elsewhere will be anywhere from 0.4 inch with locally greater amounts, especially across northern Indiana. The driest areas will be from northeast Nebraska to southwest Minnesota. Snowfall will also be greatest across northeast Missouri, southeast Iowa to Wisconsin and Michigan, where totals of 3 to 7 inches and locally more could occur. The next storm system will bring rain and snow from Missouri through the eastern Corn Belt Wednesday into Thursday. Moisture totals will be up 0.75 inch with locally more. Similar disturbances will occur Thursday night and Friday. This pattern of frequent disturbances is expected to continue in the first days of January before a more tranquil pattern evolves. Despite the lack of heavy rainfall expected during the next week, flooding may expand across the eastern Corn Belt. Rivers and streams in the region will not have enough time between storm systems to recede, and any rain or snow melt occur mostly as runoff since the ground is saturated. Serious impacts to agriculture because of flooding are not likely in the next week or so, but a close watch of the region is warranted in case of a weather pattern that develops in January. Strong cold front should enter the Midwest tonight and by Sunday. High temperatures will be in the teens with some single digits from Dakotas to western Wisconsin, while areas of the south and east will have highs mostly in the 20s and 30s. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baesdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 9.75¾, down a half. Last trade down 3¾. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9.54¾, up 0.75. Last trade down 2¾. July, 7.77½, down 2. Last trade down 1½. March corn opened at 4.37, down a half. Last trade up 1¼. December, 4.53½, down 1. Last trade up 1. January beans, 11.60, down 0.75. Last trade up 6¾. July at 12.01½, unchanged. Last trade up 7½. January soybean meal, 3.25.10, unchanged. Last trade up 1.90. January soybean oil, 46.64, up 1. Last trade up 21. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I don't expect there's a lot of traders left in Chicago at the moment, so do we anticipate a pretty thin volume trade today? And if so, what does that imply?
Well, I think that, you know, thin volume is going to be the name of the game all the way until we get to the first of the year. What does it imply? It implies a potential for probably some pretty strong swings. We have really, really strong support when you look at corn, beans, and even wheat at the 9-day moving average. And so if we break through those, then it's likely we could go down and test the 20-day. A close below the 9-day in corn would put us, and nearby corn would put us probably down 50 cents from where we've been. But at the same time, what we've seen in this marketplace is we have buyers who are standing on the sideline waiting to buy, watching for deals. Seems as if they don't, when it gets to the end of the day, it almost gets overwhelming, and they decide they've got to just grab whatever's there at the moment. And so I guess to sum it all up, it's just going to be some pretty wild and unpredictable trade at times.
Well, let's put a particular on it. In the corn pit, for example, for fairly new longs, if we got closes below 430, 428, that would be a jumping off place?
Well, I would think. Actually, even a close below 434¾, that would be a close below the 9-day moving average. If we close below there 2 days in a row, it's likely we're going down to that 420 level. When you look at beans, the close basically would need to be below 1153¾ in the January time frame. And if we find ourselves in that particular situation, I think that we're going to look at least another 30 cents lower than that, down into the 1125 range. And same thing in wheat. Wheat's been a leader for a long time. Goes back and forth. People can't quite figure out what they want to do with it. The French wheat, of course, still continues to trade ahead of us. And so at that point in time, if we come in here and we find ourselves into a into a market that closes below that 951 level, we're probably going to go down 30 cents. You know, there's just not going to be a lot of people standing in the way of this. And yet at the same time, I think prior to the end of the year, we'll see guys who are going to say, well, we think it's probably going to go up in January, where they're going to put on some positions. There's no question about that.
So let's go ahead and get the calls for today then.
Okay. You know, the overnights basically are following right. The calls are following right with the overnights, up 1 to 2 on corn, you know, basically on end users buying more. Beans up 4 to 6. Wheat down 2. And when we look at the cattle and the hogs, cattle lower on nervousness ahead of the cattle on feed report, and the hogs basically pretty weak, just with a lack of holiday board buying for right now.
Thank you very much, Jackie. You have a grand holiday.
You're welcome, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
That's Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. She joins us every Friday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.